Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. Let's get the foreplay and get straight into today's episode. What is up, everybody? And welcome to a brand new season of the Real Talk Podcast. I hope everybody has had a fantastic new year so far. Especially with us possibly being on the verge of World War III and Elmo getting his ass kicked just for asking us how we're doing and how we're surviving the 2020s. And to anybody who has survived Snowmageddon, I hope you're still with us. Now, this year, this season, I'm going to be talking. I'm still going to be joking around a little bit, but I'm also going to be talking and touching on some controversial shit. This season is going to be a little unfiltered. It's going to be uncensored. God, I hope so. God, I hope they don't demonetize my ass. But anyway, last year, I tried to start a little movement called the Social Media Blackout. For the blackout, what I was intending for it to do was to get people off social media for a while and, you know, start living their life, go out, have fun. But apparently, it fell on deaf ears. Big shocker. So, this year, I'm going to be talking about something else that has to do with social media. Consider this a possible sequel to what I talked about last year. This year, I'm going to be talking about social media warfare. Now, everybody has their own personal opinions. And they like to post their stuff on Facebook or Instagram or voice their opinions through, well, you know, TikTok. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, all this shit, sometimes our personal opinions don't matter. We see people getting into arguments over political stuff or stuff that has to do with people's genders. Like, he didn't get my pronouns right. Really? You want to bitch about the fact that he got your pronouns wrong? Or somebody got your pronouns wrong? Or misgendered you? Or people bitching about the fact that this country's going to hell? Now, thing is, yes, I admit, this country is indeed going to hell in a handbasket. But for fuck's sake, we don't need to see a whole lot of fucking posts about, you know, about how this country's going to hell and that our current president, who looks like he took a shot of heroin, is mumbling his way through his presidency. I don't give a flying fuck about your opinions about the president. Like I always say, everybody has an opinion. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Unless you're one of those whatever sexuals saying that I don't have an asshole. Well, if you don't have an asshole, you obviously don't have an opinion on what goes on in this country. Now, I see a lot of videos of people, you know, trying to push their agendas on people. Yes, this happens a whole lot more than you could possibly imagine. Now, when the transgender community, who are actually a part of the LGBTQ+ community, and you know how I feel about them, try to push an agenda, push their agenda on kids. Try and tell us as parents, anybody who is a parent, that your kid does not know what gender they are. Your kid might be confused. What? Nah, hell to the nah. Now, I will tell you this. My kid, both of my kids, they know what their genders are. My daughter is a female. My son is a male. Now, when it comes to them trying to say, oh, your kid, you wouldn't know what, you need to quit assuming your kid's gender. Like, I'm not assuming my kid's gender. My kids know what gender they are. I mean, I don't give a fuck if you identify as a goddamn refrigerator, a washing machine, or someone who fucks a car in the fucking tailpipe. Oh, by the way, there are actually people out there who are like that. You're not going to sit there and assume my kid's gender. You're not going to have my kids trying to assume what their gender is. Because you want to sit out there and bitch about people assuming your gender. Like this one dude who actually looks like a fucking woman, if you could call him that, going to restaurants and seeing if the waiters, or you know, the people who wait on them, will get their gender right. And during that entire video, I seen multiple waiters, you know, multiple servers, according to them, misgender them. Now, I'm going to say this, and I hope I piss off some members of this community. If you have a penis, if you have a dick, if you have a cock between your fucking legs, you're a dude, whether you dress up as a female or not. Unless you can show me that you had your penis lopped off and been replaced with female reproductive organs, such as a vagina, then I will assume your gender as she and her. Same goes for the transgender men. Unless you can magically grow a penis, you're not a real man. And saying that men can get pregnant too, the only way a man can get pregnant is if the man was formerly a woman. That's one thing that pisses me off. Saying men can get pregnant and trying to pawn it off on, trying to show our kids and trying to, you know, assume that it's normal? Fuck you. And to be honest, that shit's on social media. You see this shit on fucking Facebook. You see this shit on fucking Instagram. On certain people's Instagrams. And you see this shit on fucking TikTok. Because this is where most of the videos for the transgender shit come from. Now, like I've said before, I have no problems with the transgender community. But the moment you try to tell my kid that they can choose their own fucking genders, that's where you cross the fucking line. Especially if you go on fucking Facebook or something like that and tell kids that's okay to be confused. If you're gay, you're gay. End of discussion. Whatever sexuality you have, whether you're gay, if you're two men who love each other, you're gay. If you're two women who love each other, you're lesbians. If you like men and women, you're bisexual. Pansexual, I honestly don't know the definition of it. I will look it up after this episode. But for the love of all that is holy, knock that shit off. I mean, for fuck's sake, I seen a dude on there who was talking about if a boy feels confused. I mean, if a boy doesn't want to know what his gender is, doesn't know what his gender is, they should put kids on fucking estrogen blockers and grow up that way. And if they choose to be a boy, they could be a fucking boy. All while wearing a fucking crop top with his fucking belly showing, with all that fucking belly hair all over him. Listen here, you skinny gorilla man. Nobody is going to do that to their own fucking kids. And if they do, they must have lost several fucking chromosomes in their fucking head. Or probably smoked a lot of you know what to get it into their fucking heads that, oh, my 5-year-old son is transgender. Fuck you. And like I said, everybody has an opinion. And, oh, if you're wondering, I'm doing this as a one-shot episode, so be prepared. My 5-year-old son is transgender. My daughter, my 4-year-old daughter is transgender. How the fuck do you know? Did somebody brainwash your ass? Or probably actually stuck something up your ass to cause you to think, oh, my kids don't know their genders. I should assume their genders as such and such. Fuck off. This country's going to hell in a handbasket, and you're worried about your kid, what your kid's gender is. Your kids know what gender they are. Now, thing is, it's not just this shit that you see on social media that causes a lot of fucking debates and causes a lot of people to get canceled and, you know, get into heated arguments and try to take this shit to fucking court. There's also political debates on whether or not the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, can actually run this fucking country. But yet, here he is, sending most of our fucking money overseas to fund a war that we should not even be a part of. For fuck's sake, dude, our country is suffering from fucking inflation and you are sending our fucking money to help another country. I mean, don't get me wrong. Israel is going through a lot of hell right now. Their own country can't even save themselves. And there's another thing that pisses me off when I see on social media. Free Palestine. What the fuck? Free Palestine from what? I just don't fucking get it. And a lot of people saying, oh, Joe's going to lose the election. He's going to either be impeached or they're going to vote him out when the next president of the United States comes in. And I should tell you this. In one of the next episodes, I'm going to be talking about the difference between left-wing and right-wing activists. Because I know they are on two different parts of the spectrum. But anyway, you want to talk about presidents. I mean, for fuck's sake. During the fucking 90s, Bill Clinton became one of the most controversial presidents when he fucked Monica Lewinsky. And he tried to fucking deny it. And there was actual proof that old Slick Willie actually slipped her the willy. Fuck. And you guys thought George W. Bush was bad. Fuck. I mean, hell, because here's the thing. We survived Bill Clinton. We survived Al Gore, who tried to run against George W. Bush. We survived George Bush. One of the few good things during Barack Obama's presidency is when they killed Osama bin Laden. When they announced they got his ass. And I'm pretty sure that he's in hell torturing his ass with Miley Cyrus's Born in the USA or no, Party in the USA. Sorry, I'm thinking about Bruce Springsteen. Now, Donald Trump, he tried to get a border wall built around Mexico. A lot of people weren't too happy about that. And then when he became the first president to be impeached and replaced with old Xanax Joe, I mean, for fuck's sake, dude. We are literally falling down a dirty ass rabbit hole. Hell, there's actually rumors that fucking Texas is going to be seceding from the U.S. Become its own country. I'd actually like to fucking see that. Like, seriously, I would actually like to fucking see the fucking Texas become its own fucking sovereign nation. All because Joe Biden's, you know, administration told them to take their fucking wall down and they refused to. And they gave them a 1-day period to get the wall removed. Like, how the fuck are you going to get them removed? Get their fucking little perimeters, you know, their barbed wire removed in a fucking day. And you wonder why our country, like I said, is going to hell in a handbasket. Fuck. I mean, god damn. And like I said, people debate this shit. You see people saying, oh, they should just, you know, take the wall down, like take their stuff down. They should listen to the president. When there's certain times when the president forgets what the fuck he's talking about. Now, another thing that people talk about on social media is, you know, music. I mean, we're getting Usher performing at the Super Bowl this year. Now, I will admit, out of every other freaking Super Bowl performance that has happened over the past several years, I can actually agree with them on this one. Usher is actually pretty damn good. I grew up listening to Usher. One of the first songs I ever listened to him was actually the song Yeah. No, You Got It Bad when he was younger. That was one of the first Usher songs I ever heard. Now, this is where I'm going to get to talking about certain things that people are going to be pissy about. You got your Nicki Minaj's, you got your Megan Thee Stallion's, you got your Cardi B's. But thing is, you want to sit there and say that they're the greatest artists in the world, but yet you got independent rappers, independent artists out there who actually normally don't want the spotlight, but they're taking the fucking spotlight. Oh, fuck yeah. Now, thing is, everybody knows about the Daily Wire. They're right wing. Young Turks is left wing. Now, everybody knows I listen to Tom McDonald. I love his music. Because he talks about America. He talks about defending it, even though he's from Canada. You can actually hear it when he says the word about. He says a boot. But thing is, he speaks the truth. He talks about going woke, go broke, and all the other shit. And talking about pronouns and everything. Now, most recently, last week, last Friday, he released a song called Facts. And the feature on there was none other than Daily Wire panelist Ben Shapiro. Now, a lot of people are thinking, why is Tom McDonald having somebody who's a panelist on an online, you know, news thing being featured on a rap song? Now, at first I was skeptical because at the time I didn't know who the hell Ben Shapiro was. Thing is, I know about the Daily Wire because I watch, you know, the comment section with Brett Cooper. She's actually pretty damn good and pretty funny too. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing her in the Daily Wire's version of Snow White. Fuck the Disney version. Fuck that. They want to push a woke agenda on that. Hell no. I'm not watching that. and neither are my kids. Anyway, after I heard Ben Shapiro's verse, I was actually shocked at how good he was. And of course, there's a lot of comments, you know, in the video, as where it simulates Ben asking, "I don't know how to rap. How do I rap?" With Tom saying, "Just speak slower." And apparently, he did. And thing is, his verse is actually pretty damn good. One of his first words on there is, "I got the stats, I got the facts, my pocket's like Lizzo, my money is fat." Or, no wait, it's, "My money's like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic, don't be a wap." So pretty much, in the first two lines of his verse, he takes out Lizzo, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion. And he goes on to talk about, you know, his comment section is all woke Karens. He makes money off compound interest. You live with your parents. Son of a bitch. And then this line I heard. "Nikki, take some notes. I just did this for fun. Everyone download this so we can get a Billboard number one." And you know what the fucked up thing is? I mean, yes, he did actually, you know, dissed Nicki Minaj too. If you look at the Billboard Hot 100, which Tom McDonald actually called it the big boy artist, you know, list, Tom and Ben's song was actually number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Seriously. It was actually shown that they actually did do this song for fun. They did this song as a troll to actually make Ben Shapiro the number one rapper in America. Now, like I said, I barely know who Ben Shapiro is. I've watched his videos. I listened to at least one episode of the Ben Shapiro Show podcast. Man, he actually speaks a lot of sense. I mean, hell, he's actually reacted to people reacting to the video, reacting to him rapping. I mean, hell, some of his fellow Daily Wire co-workers have actually reacted to this. One of the first ones to actually do a reaction, I can't remember his name, but he was actually shocked to hear Ben rap. The second one was Brett Cooper. Now this is where I'm going to start getting into the social media part of this. News outlets are calling the song cringe, that Ben Shapiro can't rap, and that this is going to be the worst song of 2024. And thing is, it's not. I mean, for fuck's sake, if you look at some of the songs on the Billboard Hot 100 list, most of them are re-releases of songs that just released, like Hiss or Bigfoot from Nicki Minaj. And they re-release it like Chopped and Screwed and acapella versions. Like, what in the fuck? You're trying the mainstream media is trying to get the song off the Billboard 100, so that way you'll listen to whatever the fuck songs they put out. Now, like I've said, I don't listen to today's music. I believe, just like that episode of fucking South Park, you know, this episode, "You're Getting Old." I think some of today's music sounds like shit. A lot of people are going to come after me for this. I don't like Cardi B. I never have. I don't like the song WAP. I mean, don't get me wrong, she's a beautiful woman. Megan Thee Stallion, beautiful woman. Nicki Minaj, goddamn that ass. they're all good artists, but I don't listen to their music. I think most of their music is shit. Thing is, I used to listen to Nicki Minaj when, like when she released Pink Friday, you know, Roman Reload and all that. And of course, I also listened and watched the video for Anaconda. What the fuck? But most of today's artists don't sound right. I mean, they'll give anybody a fucking record deal. Nah. I mean, hell, I'm surprised I don't have a record deal. Because, hell, I'm a musician. I'm a former musician. And I've actually performed in a band. But the thing is, you know, I don't have a record deal because, to be honest with you, I don't want it. I would rather be independent. I would rather my podcast be independent. Because, to be honest with you, I really don't care about some people's opinions about me. I'm a good father. I was a good husband up until I had the bad times. I started this podcast in 2020, and look at me now. I'm still fucking going. And you know, I usually post my episodes on my Facebook, and I also post it on the podcast's Facebook page. I also used to post it on Twitter, which is now known as X. But I stopped using X and Twitter mainly because I don't give a flying fuck about certain celebrities' opinions about certain things. Now, the thing is, it's also the fact that my stuff's not getting pushed out. I want my stuff to get pushed out. I want to make money off this. But it seems to me like they only care about other people's personal stuff. Like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, people getting into debates about what a person's gender is. Or why is the president trying to start World War III? Or why the fuck did a TV personality beat the ever-living fuck out of Elmo? What the fuck did Elmo do to you? All he did was try to be nice and try to ask us what the fuck. How we're doing, how did we handle the 2020s, and somebody immediately beat the ever living fuck out of Elmo. One of the sweetest, kindest Muppets from fucking Sesame Street, and you, whoever, I can't remember exactly who it was, but you whooped his ass to the point where he didn't want to ask people any fucking questions. Fuck. I mean, goddamn. You social media people, you people who run social media, you only show people what they want to see. And you spark debates on who does what and who should go where and what should do what. I mean, for fuck's sake, people are bitching about the fact that Universal Music Group took down most songs off of TikTok. I mean, I'm pretty pissed too, because some of the songs that they took off were actually some of my favorite fucking songs. Fuck you, Universal Music Group. I mean, I get it, you're pissed because you're not making any money, but TikTok made a good point. You guys are greedy. The whole world is fucking greedy. That's how this fucking country has been ran for the past several fucking years. This country has been ran like it's a fucking bank. Greed conquers all, and I hate that shit. I used to be a greedy little fuck, and now look at me. I work a job I don't like, and yet I still go anyway because I need to make money. I need it to survive. Now, to this point, I've talked about everything about what social media does. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok spark debates about what's right and what's wrong. I mean, hell, people are getting pissy over the fact that Taylor Swift is dating an NFL player, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, which, by the way, I hope they win the fucking Super Bowl this year. Fuck the 49ers, even though I'm not big on watching, you know, the NFL. But I hope. But I've seen the Kansas City Chiefs play. They're actually pretty good. And, of course, my boy Tech N9ne, actually, he's from Kansas City. He supports the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, hell, he came out with a song, Red Kingdom, just for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's pretty damn good. But thing is, the NFL is actually catching some clout because of, you know, because of Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelce. Is it a bad thing? No. A lot of people are thinking that she's going to end up cursing the sport, but yet, to be honest with you, from what I've seen, the girl hasn't done anything wrong. She's sitting there, she's supporting her man. Leave the girl alone. I mean, hell yeah, she's had a bad track record with half the guys that she's been with. Broken up with them and actually wrote fucking songs about them. What the hell do you expect her to do now? The girl can't be fucking happy? You people want to, you know, the people out there who want to bitch about the fact that the NFL has gone woke because, you know, they're actually having celebrities at their, they show certain multimedia star celebrities at their games. Where they push the agenda because, you know, Colin Kaepernick took a fucking knee during the national anthem, which happened years ago. Fuck off. You don't have to come at me with that, because I already knew about it. Fuck off. Let Taylor Swift date whoever the fuck she wants. If she wants to date Travis Kelce, let her. Because from the videos I've seen, Travis Kelce looks like he's a big old teddy bear, and he looks like a big old goofball too. And I respect that, because I'm a big old goofball myself when I want to be. But, you know, thing is, I've also seen woke TikTok videos, which talked about the, you know, like I was mentioning earlier, the trans stuff. One video actually caught my attention that I watched, and it pissed me off. It was this dude who was saying that America doesn't deserve a birthday because of, you know, historical reasons. I'm not going to go into full detail. You can, if you want to, you can actually go view the video itself either on TikTok, or you can actually view it on Ben Shapiro's YouTube page where he reacts to that same video. And he tried to get people to get behind it by saying no birthday USA. You know, use the hashtag no birthday USA. Dude, unless you fought in a war, which I know you're probably going to be too fucking lazy to do, shut the fuck up. Or how about people being called colonizers because, you know, you go from one country to another? Nah. Nah, 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 nah. Most people want to leave this country because they can't fucking stand how this country's ran. And to that, I say, if you don't like this country, if you don't like how it's being ran, just, hell, just up and fucking leave. Hell, Whoopi Goldberg has even said that she would leave this country if Donald Trump was elected president, but yet he was elected president, and her ass is still in the fucking country. Hell, half the celebrities who were out there and actually said they would leave the country if Donald Trump became president are still in the fucking U.S. now. You're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Everybody's a fucking hypocrite. I mean, hell, I used to be a fucking hypocrite until I changed my ways. Now, like I said, if you don't like this country, pack your bags and leave. We wouldn't want you here anyway. Take all your Z-Zim-Zers, D-Them-Theirs, Z-Zim-Zer, whatever the fuck, fucking neo-pronoun bullshit you have dressing up as a fucking whatever, whatever the fuck you are. Dressed like a fucking clown. You know, dressing in mini skirts and wearing tube tops and being a fuck, you know, calling yourself a man. I know, calling yourself a fucking woman. Sorry about that. Well, no, I'm not sorry, because that's what you are. You're a man pretending to be a woman. Take all your woke shit and get the fuck out of here. With the whole social media thing, like I said, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody posts their opinions. Everybody posts their problems. The thing is, there's the ones that actually think that, oh, if I post something and make it not sound like it's about me, and somebody comments, then I could probably make it about myself. Thing is, I made a post last week saying that 2024, I stopped holding back, and I made it clear that I was going to stop holding back. And I've held on to that moral. I stopped holding back. I'm actually doing my workouts now. I lift weights. I do push-ups. I do sit-ups every single fucking day, with the occasional cheat day. I do involve, and the thing is, I involve my kids in this shit. The thing is, I'm happy where I'm at. But to talk about something else and then try to make it all about you is completely selfish and pretty fucking corny. It's like you're living in a 90s movie, trying to make everything about yourself. And then in the end, you believe that, it's not about me, it's about them. But instead of that fucking ending, you still think it's about you. Your pro-choice, the whole pro-choice thing, something else I've always wanted to talk about that I'm going to talk about before I end this episode. I have to say this, killing babies is wrong. You do have a choice. If you have the baby and you don't want to raise it, put it up for adoption, or do the sensible thing, close your fucking legs. Stop letting douchebags with half beards and, you know, swastika tattoos and, you know, have very little chest hair on their bodies get you fucking pregnant. Because to be honest with you, if you want that kind of life, that's on you. But to say that you don't want a fucking baby, it's just fucking selfish. I mean, yes, it's your body. But thing is, once there's a fucking heartbeat, and I'm going to spark a lot of controversy on this, if you hear a fucking heartbeat, that motherfucker's still alive. Well, don't let me call it a motherfucker. Let me just say this. That thing in you, because it doesn't have a gender yet, remember that, is alive. If you hear a heartbeat, it's alive, and you should not terminate it. You should carry it to freaking term. And if you don't change your mind, give it up for adoption. If you change your mind, step up, be a parent, and actually raise your kid, even if it is with some douchebag who would call himself like something like A-Train or Diesel or Dickhead Joe. I mean, but thing is, you know, everything I've talked about in this episode today has all happened on social media, and it sparks war. It sparks warfare of words. People are all talk and no action. That's how this generation works. Some people are all talk and no action. The ones who actually go through with the actions, you know, actually get themselves into trouble. Like, you know, you get into trouble a lot. And if you get into trouble for something that you caused, for something you believe in, then it's on you. And to be honest with you, if you cause the problems because of your beliefs, like you say that babies should, no, women should be, you know, in charge of their bodies, which they should be, but killing a baby is the right thing to do. Some people actually believe that abortion is wrong. There's actually people out there that believe abortion is wrong, and I'm one of them. I believe abortion is wrong. If you don't want a kid, you shouldn't, like I said a moment ago, you should not have opened your fucking legs. All you woke people out there, you people irritate the ever-living hell out of me. And I'm pretty sure you irritate the ever-living hell out of other people, too. Like the people at the Daily Wire. You annoy the hell out of them. Or the Young Turks, whoever the hell runs that fucking place. You probably annoy the hell out of them, too. Like Tom McDonald said in that song, The Facts, go woke, go broke. Because that's what happened to Bud Light. They tried to go woke when they tried to make Dylan Mulvaney their new spokesperson. Or spokes thing, if you want to get technical. And to be honest with you, they put themselves in the go woke, go broke hole. And they're steadily trying to dig themselves out, but they can't. Kid Rock actually backtracked and actually said, you know, leave Anheuser-Busch alone. I mean, yeah, leave him alone. Let him actually try and get themselves out of trouble. Instead of, you know, saying you're not going to drink the beer anymore. I mean, hey, sobriety's actually pretty fun if you think about it. I mean, hell, I've been sober for about 2 years now. Like, literally, I've been sober for 2 years. I'm proud of it. But before I end this episode, for the first time in a while, I'm going to give my final thought. And no, I'm not Jerry Springer. May he rest in peace. When it comes to social media, like I've mentioned numerous times in this episode, everybody has one. It's like an asshole. You have one. If you have an asshole, you have an opinion. But to me, some of these people need to do what Jake the Snake Roberts said to Randy Orton on an episode of Raw. You need to reconnect your brain with your mouth because you're talking out your ass. That's what most people are doing nowadays, especially with the ones that come up with neo pronouns. Your brain has disconnected from your mouth and actually connected to the part of your body that squirts out shit. The whole world needs to reconnect their brains with their mouths and actually start making fucking sense. Especially when it comes to social media. If you actually make a good point, then by all means, make the point, but don't go too far. Make some common sense. Talk some common sense. Not talk about the shit like, you know, the whole pronouns thing or trying to assume somebody's gender. Don't do that shit, because all you're going to do is, like I've mentioned before, you will start a war you cannot win. You want to talk about how bad this country is? If you say one bad thing, you're going to start a war. You post a video on TikTok talking about everything that I have talked about in this episode, and you say one wrong thing. If you allow your brain to connect to your ass for a brief second, you're gonna catch yourself in a war that you cannot win. Because that's all social media warfare is a war nobody can win. And with that being said, this has been the season premiere of the Real Talk Podcast. I am glad to be back. And to be honest with you, it felt damn good for me to get that off my chest. Now, the next episode will be just like every other episode I've done. It will be... let me rephrase that. The next episode will be a two-part episode like I did in the last one. Like I've done before. And it'll be talking about fame. And yes, this is my preview for you. Follow, and I know I've bad-mouthed social media, but follow the Real Talk Podcast Facebook page. I do have a Discord server for this to have people, you know, come up with good ideas for episodes. Follow me on TikTok at Viking Rocker Viking 2.0. But please don't leave me any bad comments, because like I said, it's a war you can't win, especially if people start, you know, talking shit about you. Before I let you go, I'll say this. The social media blackout is still around, and it's up to you on whether or not you want to cut yourself off from social media for a while. Don't let social media run you. Because all it is just a bunch of hot garbage. The same old shit you'll see every single day. Even the same shit you'll see on TV. And with that, I bid you adieu. And I'll see you guys, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace out. Have a good night, everybody. Be good people.